All right, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. This is part two of the Millionaire Midnight Rant here in Colombia, Medellin. And the reason why I'm doing a two-part, just want to make sure I post the videos and Instagram don't shut me down, okay? So this is part two. Listen, if you didn't listen to part one, you need to go back and listen to part one. How's everybody doing? Hey, what's up? You guys are back. Awesome. Okay, so I left out with a Q&A. Questions, I'm a self-made millionaire. You guys know that I'm rich. I'm filthy rich, it is what it is. I'm living a perfect life. Perfect, you hear me? Perfect life. If you don't know anyone that's living a perfect life, then you haven't met Wesley Virgin, because I am living a perfect life. Do you hear me? Okay. The best life ever. Life is good. Okay. So, questions. Hey, Flex Beauty, how are you? Questions for me. Pick my brain. I'm here for you. There's no reason why none. Listen, no one should be poor or average or have a job if they don't wish to have a job in 2024. There are too many opportunities out here, folks. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Are you sleeping? You're watching too much TikTok? I don't know what you're doing, but you're missing out. You're missing out on opportunities that is happening, okay? So I'm here to help you if you need any help or assistance to birth those opportunities as well. How perfect, millionaire or millionaire assets? No, I'm a cash millionaire, several millionaires, and I'm also an asset millionaire, okay? Of course, I'm both. I'm cash heavy, and I'm also asset heavy as well, okay? As far as if I liquidate cars, houses, businesses, things of that sort. Questions here. What are your thoughts on men suicide rate? I don't have any thoughts because I don't know what that rate is. But I think it's ridiculous if any man tries to kill himself. To me, that's a coward. Anybody that chooses to take his life when God has given you life and for you to take it, that's a coward. Okay? And that's my opinion. Do you think anyone can be a millionaire? I believe I answer it this way. I believe we all have the resources. We have the ability to make $1 million. But I also believe that everybody is not going to be a millionaire. It's just not going to happen. But I believe everybody can be, of course. Look, if you have the use of your mind, if you're not incapacitated, if you can think, right? Can you think? Well, you can be a millionaire for sure. But most people won't. What are you knocking on? I'm not knocking on anything. What's next? That's what I look to hear. What do? I'm a digital marketer. I've said that 1,000 times more probably. Questions here. Questions. Q&A. Any good morning subconscious mind programming recommendations? Meditate, man. Just meditate. That's all you got to do. Just meditate. Meditate. Go on YouTube, type in alpha meditation and listen to it. Why do you think most people would not be a millionaire?
Well, it's not that I think. It's the reason why most people are not going to be would not make millions of dollars. I can give you my thoughts, right? One, most people don't believe in themselves. They just don't believe they will. That's one. They just don't believe it. You know, they're working, but it's a part of them. They just don't believe that they will. And you might say, well, what causes the disbelief? The environment. If you're in an environment that around people that doesn't support your belief or people that are not where you want to be, it's impossible. You'll never be a millionaire. Three is everybody's afraid. They're afraid to fail. They're afraid to lose money. They're afraid to look bad. So, I mean, they're afraid to take risks. They're afraid of failure, afraid of everything. See, so many reasons why, right? That's why. People don't want to be uncomfortable. People are not willing to work for years and sacrifice for years. You know, they're not willing to do this stuff. So that's the reason why. That's the reason. People are not disciplined. They lack focus. See, it's just so many reasons why it would never happen for most of you.
How is your app coming along? It's coming along very well. Let's talk to DM or Skype if you prefer. Do you think if you don't have kids, you will still be a millionaire?
Of course, man. I was destined to be rich, honestly. And you may say, how do you know? I don't know. I just know. I know just as I'm laying in my bed right now. Laying down very comfortable. I know just like, I know my SUV is outside parked in the parking spot, even though I can't see it. I just know. I knew I was going to be rich. And maybe it's just my ego or my confidence or my cockiness or my arrogancy. But I just knew it. All right? So it didn't matter if I had kids or not. I knew I was going to do it. Period.
How often do you meditate? 2 to 4 times a day. Do you like to invest in projects? Depends on the project. If you were stripped of all your money, resources, and social media accounts, what's the first thing you would do to rebuild?
Yeah, I would just create a new product, honestly. It'll be that easy. I will find a product on an affiliate networking platform. I will study it for a month. I will buy it. I will study the marketing techniques. And I would just model it and create a different product. And that's it.
How do you love your own company? How do I love it? What do you mean? How do I love it? How do you truly love you when you look in the mirror, even when you don't have a haircut?
What?
When you don't have a haircut?
Come on, my guy.
So are you saying that you can't love yourself if you don't have a haircut? My question is why? You are an extremely successful individual, but I see that you don't stay in a romantic relationship for a long time. What do you attribute your lack of success to finding love?
Well, Ricky, who said that? First of all, Ricky, the realtor, who says that I can't stay in a romantic relationship? Did I ever communicate that to you? Did I ever tell you guys that I cannot be in a romantic relationship? Of course I can. What are you talking about? Where's the virgin? I can have whatever woman I want at any given time. I'm just selective. But now I found someone that's perfect for me. Okay? You know, at the time that I was building wealth, women were not my focus. Business, money was my focus. Okay? So it wasn't that I didn't have the ability to do it. And second of all, it was so much I needed to learn about myself as it relates to seeking out a partner. Some of you only want to be in relationships because you don't want to be alone. I'm going to be honest. So you just settle for bullshit. You just don't want to be by yourself. You want somebody to hold you. You want someone to think about you. You have a desire for that so badly that you're picking, you know, you're very handicapped in the type of people that you pick. You got to be patient. And two, you need to know what you want. So me, no, I never had a lack of success with women. I've always been very successful with women. As a matter of fact, I'm always the person that let women go. Women don't let me go. They really don't. And if any woman did let me go, it's because I orchestrated it. I wanted her to leave, honestly. All right? So, nah. I just know what I want. I know what type of woman that I'm willing to deal with. And I know what type of woman I can coexist with. I know that, so.
It's very simple for me to let women go at any given time. It's easy. Yeah, you guys need to listen to all my rants, like Tammy said. Then you'll learn more about me. You can't really judge me based off of one rant if you're brand new to me. Go to, not YouTube, but go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and just listen. Okay? Well, thank you, Little Monet. Thanks for the compliment. How much does it cost to get started? Get started with what? Hey, Dana, how are you? Do you give glory to God? Sure. All praise to the Most High God is the greatest. Do you think luck has anything to do with becoming rich? Maybe. I don't know. But I believe that you create your own luck, you know? And sometimes you create your own luck by having a positive attitude. You know, having a positive attitude really goes a long way because it puts you in situations that things just work out only because you was positive about it. And successful people, they love positive people, especially when they're positive in adversity. Would you say it's easier not to be a millionaire or harder? Not to be one? I mean, obviously it's easy to be lazy.
It's easy to do nothing.
But the issue with doing nothing, it just gets boring. You know, you ever been so bored that you start to sabotage situation? So I don't know, I would rather do something than do nothing. Because to do nothing, then what do you do if you're doing nothing? You know, obviously you're going to do things that's going to be debilitating to you and to your body. Drinking, drugs, you know, whatever. Casual sex. Miss India Love, how are you? I'm brand new here. How would you describe your feeling when you made your first million? I felt good. It was the greatest orgasm ever. It felt good. Have you ever suffered in silence with a woman? No. Suffered in silence? No. With a woman? No. Absolutely not. Hey, Cassandra, how are you? Suffering is a choice. And I would never choose to suffer about anything. You could be sad, you could be upset, you could be angry, but to suffer? Like, to beat myself up? Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. How often do you compromise? Good question. I guess when I need to. Whenever I need to compromise. So do you think you found the one? Yes, Ricky. I found the one. But I'm not getting married or nothing like that. But, yeah, I just... Look, I found the one that can deal with me. It's just... I found the one that can deal with my craziness, my insaneness. What's next? What are you not willing to compromise on? An extremely negative person can compromise. Well, it depends on what we're talking about. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about business. Like, in what context are you referring to? What are we talking about here? Ash, what country do you prefer doing business in? I'm proud to be an American. I mean, my business is all over the world. I mean, it's an internet business, so it doesn't matter where I'm at, honestly. I love you, Wesley. So glad you found her. Well, Ricky, thank you so much. I'm so happy that you're so happy for me as well. One day I'm going to tell you guys the story. Honestly, it's a story that I can definitely write a book about. A movie. It's very interesting and disturbing and magical all at the same time. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Maybe soon, Tammy. Maybe one day. Not today. Maybe when I'm an old man. Hey, is anybody here making $10,000 per month and above? $20,000 per month, $30,000? Anyone that's listening, are you a millionaire yet? Like you have $1 million in cash somewhere?
Just curious.
What type of audience did you market to make your first million? 40 plus. Do not forget me. I didn't. Can mindset change your point of view on any type of business? Of course. Hey, Mallory, how are you? Hey, Sonya, how are you? QPU. Next question. I will be soon. Okay. Any more questions for me? Do you accept my invitation to coffee? I don't drink coffee. All right, progress. Pets, I make $15,000 a month. Good job. So what do we need to do to make $30,000? Jorge, I'm the man. How are you? How do you never get comfortable when you make good money to do whatever you want? I know, you know, being comfortable is boring. It's for losers. Like, I don't want to be comfortable for what? That's boring. You know, I need to level up. I need to do something. I can't just sit and steal and do nothing. I need to level up. Do you like energy drinks? Alani, do you like pets? No. No pets. What's your zodiac sign? Capricorn, I guess. Do you prefer a smart girl or a sassy one? Neither. How important is philanthropy to you? Very. Very important. What's next? Roughly how long is your day? It's not long. I get about 10, 11 o'clock, eat breakfast, work out about 12, 2 hours, 2 o'clock done. Like today, I went to the barbershop. When I'm in Colombia, I get a haircut every two days because it's very inexpensive and I get a facial and I love it. So I take a little mini nap after the gym. Do you consider yourself a perfectionist? Or an overachiever? Neither. I just get what I want. I consider myself a guy that just gets what he wants. That's it. Why are you in the dark and what do you do? Okay, so you're late. I'm a digital marketer. What do you like about owning a real estate? Easy money coming every month. Oh, as a matter of fact, the rent is coming in right now. Questions. Do you take any vitamins? A lot. Maybe one day I do a video about the vitamins that I take on a daily. I'm gonna have a six pack before I leave Colombia. Just watch. Wes, you getting your private jet yet? Soon. It already exists. Just gotta go pick it up. All right, I guess I'm gonna let you guys go. Ladies, gentlemen, I don't see any questions here below. If you had a good time with the rant, please hit the like button, share button as well, and come with the word value. Okay? Come back and listen to the podcast every night, 12 o'clock, midnight, on Instagram, Western Million Dollar Virgin, folks. What's your private jet name? I don't have a name. What's your favorite business to buy? You know, I don't know. I haven't purchased any businesses at all. All right, much love, folks. I love you. Hey, I love you, Big Head, all of you. Don't give up. This is your brother from another mother, Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin, saying in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Picture the life that you want. Picture the day that you want tomorrow. Just think about it, okay? Much love, and let's go.